Yes, don't forget to check out Doggy Diamonds No Filter on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you've never been there before, the links are right below in the description box. Just go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and just hit the subscribe button. Also, leave me a rating. A 5-star rating will work, but the links are right in the description box. Also, for only $100, I'll promote whatever you need on my social medias and my website. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, and my website, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. Let's go. Yes. Yes, I'm here. I guess I grew to like these headphones. They're new headphones. I never liked these headphones like this. But I guess I like them. They were $3.99 though, so I ain't gonna complain. So yeah. I'm here. You come in, hit the like button, please. Hit the like button. Cash App, pin to the top for all involved. All at once to support my movement. Yeah. Alright, let me go. Alright, stop the music. It ain't even on beat. We ain't even gotta stop it on beat. What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. So we're going to podcast tonight. We're going to talk a little bit of smack and put y'all on to some stuff. So as you follow, make sure you hit the like button. Last night, YouTube was just YouTubing as usual. You know, I don't get mad anymore. I don't even make a big stink out of it because at the end of it all, we do not own any of these platforms. We are using their platform to build our bigger platform. So, you know, we got to do what we got to do. And when they want to do what they want to do, they do it. So it is what it is. Y'all just got to just, you know, bear with it as they do the messed up stuff that they do. So tonight's show, I want to talk about something that I talked about before, but I'm going to revisit it because I started thinking a little bit more about it. And certain things is not really making any sense to me when we're talking about J. Prince Jr. Now, this show is not going to be a show that's disrespectful towards him or anybody, but this is kind of like a lesson for other people. Because when I look at J. Prince Jr., first of all, when I look at him, when I hear the name J. Prince, I automatically think about the father. I think about the father. I think about J. Prince, the mogul, the CEO, the guy who put money behind Mayweather in boxing early on. I just remember seeing him. And then when I see him, I think about, you know, Rap-A-Lot Records. I think about Ghetto Boys. I think, you know, it's a lot that I think about historically. And I think about Houston for sure. But I just think about, you know, him putting out the music. I think about Big Mike. I think about Willie D. I think about Bushwick Bill. I think about my mind's playing tricks on me. I think about a lot of things that came from J. Prince that impacted the culture. That's what I think about first. I don't think about the boogeyman. I don't think about this new mob ties thing. I don't think about none of that. I just think about the music. Because at the end of it all, that's the most important thing to our culture is the music. That's why when I interview artists, I ask them about the music. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about, but we have to talk about the music. So, over the past few years, it seemed like we started social media era. We started hearing more and seeing more from James, you know, J. Prince Sr. Get to know a little bit more about his mentality, how he think, how he's helped people out, get their jewelry back, whatever. But there's been a mystique over him of this hip hop boogeyman, man of respect, that everybody's scared of him. You know, all that's cool. Now, recently, it's been, I ain't even gonna say recently, it's been a surface of his children. Now, we know Jazz Prince from Drake, having a lot to do with Drake, having a lot to do with discovering Drake, giving him to Lil Wayne and whatever the case may be there. So we know who Jazz Prince is. Now you have another guy who calls himself, his given name, Jay Prince Jr. Now when I think of Jay Prince Jr., I'm like, Jay Prince, this is the Jr. This is Jr. Okay, cool. But as of late, every time I hear Jay Prince Jr., it's always some fuck shit with that. And the first time I heard of him, maybe I heard of him before me, it was the 6ix9ine thing. 6ix9ine was supposed to show up in Houston, and Jay Prince Jr. was on stage with 500 goons. Like, yo, why you ain't come to your show? Hey, he was smart not to go, right? He looked like, he looked brilliant now he ain't go, because you hear a lot, he here, you know? So that's the first time I heard of him, was that, was the 6ix9ine situation. Then I heard of him again on Clubhouse going at, no, before that it was him on online going at Young Chop. Young Chop, I don't know what he was going through at the time, but him and, you know, they went at it, basically, Young Chop. Something about his demeanor was just off to me. I can't really call it. You know what I'm saying? I can't really say, just something about him was just like, yo, you know who you're talking to now? This Junior. You know this Junior. And it was like, Young Chop didn't give a fuck. Young Chop was staying Young Chop. You know, he went at everybody. So Young Chop was like, I don't give a fuck who I'm talking to. Another time was Clubhouse going at Joe Budden. Love or hate Joe Budden? Joe Budden is Joe Budden, man. Like, it is what it is. Now this situation. But before this, they were saying he was, and I seen pictures of Duke the Jeweler, was around for that. I can't say he had any involvement. I don't know. Duke the Jeweler, rest in peace, got robbed and murdered. Now this situation. Now this is the thing about the situation that we're missing. When hasn't Jay Prince Sr. been rich? Because as long as we know him in the culture, he had bread. The Ghetto Boys didn't just come out. Rap-A-Lot didn't just start. Look how old the artists that Rap-A-Lot had. So you didn't just, your father didn't just come into money. Your father didn't just come into money. Jay Prince always had bread. Always had bread. Whenever you a boxing promoter, you got money because you got to put up millions and a lot of money out there for the beat to do that. So let's look at this. Your father always had money. You come from money. You come from money. You come from money. You probably had beautiful Christmas, Thanksgiving feast, Easter clothes. You probably got a car when you were 16. You probably had everything that many of us did not have. Why we didn't have it? Because our family was financially strapped. Because I don't like to say poor, but our family was financially didn't have the money. Most of us in the people in the chat, the people that's listening. You never been hungry? So I'm confused. You like an older T.I. son to me. I didn't listen. I told y'all when I was younger, I loved video games and I loved wrestling. two things I love the most. I love video games and I love wrestling. But because of my environment, my family, the poverty, I had to start doing things to eat, literally, not eat. Wow, people, y'all gotta eat. I remember being little and seeing a booklet of food stamps and not knowing what the hell it was. I remember living in a house and my lights got cut off. I remember running extension cord from my aunt's house to my grandmother's house so we could have lights, and we had lamps because you couldn't power the lights. You had to have lamps. I remember the light bulbs blowing out and you taking a light bulb from one room and putting it in another room. I remember getting Christmas gifts that was re-gifted. I remember wearing hand-me-down clothes. I remember eating corned beef hash, Spam. I remember eating cheese with the string around it. I remember free lunch. I remember going to school in the summertime to get free lunch. You ain't never experienced none of that. You grew up in a gated community. Gated community. I bet you if we look at old pictures of you, you had on furs as a baby. I bet you had jewelry. I bet you had chain. I bet you had all of that. I remember making some of the greatest grilled cheese sandwiches out of that free cheese that you will ever eat in your life. To this day, ain't nothing like them, that free cheese and grilled cheese. That's the best grilled cheese you will ever eat. You ain't never have to experience that. I remember loving wrestling and loving video games. I remember asking, could I hold that cartridge? I remember all that shit. I remember being so happy when we first got a Nintendo. That was a Christmas gift. You didn't get shit outside of Christmas because your family saved till Christmas. You didn't get shit. We didn't grow up privileged. Many of us grew up fucked up. That street shit, that hood shit, we tried to avoid it. Many of us tried to avoid it. We tried. I know I tried. But I was guilty by association and a lot, where I had to live. I couldn't hide. There was nowhere to go. So I remember going outside and being a part of the shit that I can't stand right now. That's why I'm not a part of it now. I remember Conway. I remember wearing deodorant, and you wear deodorant, then you pass it to your cousin, and then he sprayed the deodorant under his arm. You ain't had your own deodorant. You didn't have your own room. You didn't have your own bed. You didn't have your own shit. You didn't have your own sneakers. So this street shit that everybody want to be a part of, if I had it my way all over again, I would never been a part of that shit. I would never went outside and robbed nobody. I would have never did none of that shit. I would have never did that because I know better now. That was youthful shit. So how do you as a grown ass man want to put on this image or persona of some shit that you supposed to have got out of you a long time ago? You know why you ain't get it out of you? Because it wasn't in you, because it didn't have to be in you, because you was fucking privileged. It was privilege. You didn't have to go outside. You didn't have to go to school where there was fucking metal detectors in a fucking school where you could go to school and get shot. I know you went to private school. I know you had a driver to take you to school and a driver to pick you up. What is this street shit that you seem to be infatuated with? What is this shit? What is this shit? And what make it so bad, because of this mentality that you have as a grown ass man, you got gray in your beard, homie. You got children. This street shit that you want to be infatuated with now, people are getting hurt now, and you're walking away unscathed. That's how you know. That's how you know you're not a veteran to this shit. Now, if you grew up with all the shit that you want to trade lives? Let's trade lives. Let's trade lives. Because what you're doing is you're setting a poor example for all the kids that's coming up under you. All the privileged kids think they got to be street. And I'm mob ties. And I'm this and I'm that. And we got all these fucking slogans and all this shit to say about the street shit. And people are getting hurt. And that shit is because of you. What the fuck you shooting dice for? You need more money? I remember people shooting dice because they was broke. I remember dudes going outside and say, yo, I got $5. I'm trying to turn this shit into 500. You playing with money. You're playing with money. You got money to play with. Play with. You ain't never had to worry about, is the rent paid? You always had a mortgage. Your houses was always on. You probably have your own car. It's grown ass people that don't even have their own car. It's grown ass people that got to split a sandwich. I remember growing up splitting sandwiches. You know what I got for lunch every day? $2. What the fuck was I going to do with $2? But I was happy to have that $2. I was like, yo, look, I could get a big bag of chips and a juice. Or this is what we do. We take our $2. We put our $2 together, right? And now we got four. So we get a hero that's $2.50. And then I put the 50 cent to that. And then we get something to drink. But we got to split the hero. You don't know nothing about none of that shit. I know homies who did 22 years in prison, 22 years in prison, 22 years, 23 years in prison because they was in an environment that forced them to kill or be killed. I remember getting shot at. I remember getting the shit stabbed out of me. I remember getting jumped, coming out of school. Getting shot at school. I remember getting on a train and 40 Decepticons walked through with hammers. I ain't talking about guns, with literal hammers. I remember that shit. I remember, don't take the C train. Whatever you do, don't get on the C train at 50th Street. That's where printing is at. Don't go there. Don't get on that train. So you trying to catch the A so it can skip it. I remember that shit. You ain't have to deal with that, homie. So at this point in your life, you reverting to some shit that you never had to do? You reverting to some shit that supposed to be beneath us. I mean, we got real shit going on as a people, right? Real shit. Some of the realest shit going on as a people. Some real shit going on as a people. They're taking away our ability to speak. They're taking away our ability to speak. They're taking away our ability to say what we want. And you out here fucking playing. Now you don't got nothing to say, right? Because we, you know, I guess everybody looked at you to see if you was going to make a statement. So let me get this straight. If you was in a situation with somebody that you was cool with and they got hurt and they passed away or whatever the case may be, where's your condolences at? Where's your damn, this is fucked up. Last thing we heard you say was, don't ask me a motherfucking thing, and stepping over somebody's deceased body. So what's killing me I remember carrying my first gun. Probably like 12 or 13. scared as a motherfucker. Because now I'm scared because I got it and I might have to use it, as well as I'm worried about the fucking cops. I remember my pops being on drugs. I remember losing my mother at 2. I really don't remember, but I know that I grew up without a mother. I remember my pops being on drugs. I remember people jumping my pops. I remember all that shit. You just skipped a whole generation. Generations of struggle. You just skipped a whole generations of struggle. And now you're taking our struggle that drove a lot of us fucked up in the head, that we're still recovering from, and you glamorizing it. I don't think the shit is fair. I don't think the shit is cool. I think the shit is fucked up. I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's fair. I think it's fucked up. And all you gotta do is straight up and down, chill the fuck out. Yo, man, you work. Listen, you work your whole life to get money. But the most important thing is what? Food, clothing, and shelter. You ain't never do without any of that. You ain't never do without any of food, clothing, and shelter. You know what it's like to be hungry? And your father is out smoking crack for days and you in the house by yourself and you like 8 years old. You know what that shit is like? You know what it's like to be in the house hungry? And you so little, you can't go out to get nothing to eat. You know what that shit is like? You know who you creating. You know the people that you creating behind you because they think that shit is cool. Because now all the rich fucking privileged kids is going to think it's cool to act like they're about that life because they come with money. I never wanted to be about that life. I never wanted to be about that shit. I don't want to fucking fight. But so many people from our communities, you're making a mockery of us because we traumatized and we wish we could change our life. And I don't give a fuck if you say, yo, I done been in some shootout. You chose to do that shit because you didn't have to. You got to be around Scarface, Willie D, Bushwick Bill, Big Mike, all the Rap-A-Lot artists. You've been in a studio. You probably got access to a big 59-track studio equipment. You got whatever the fuck you wanted. You had a Christmas tree. And you want to be a nigga? Even niggas don't want to be niggas. I grew up in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Fulton Street was one of the craziest shits. I wasn't even allowed to go on Fulton Street as a kid because people was getting shot. I wasn't even allowed to turn the corner of my block. And you could have been one of the greatest things ever. You could be an executive. You could, because you got one of the fucking biggest teachers is your father. Your father's one of the biggest teachers. And you don't want to fucking learn from, but did you learn from your daddy? You learn respect. You learn mob ties. That ain't shit. That ain't shit. That's bullshit. Because many other gangsters and the crooks, they don't want their babies being like them. They don't groom them to be like that. They want their child to be everything that they wasn't. So that shit is corny, it's fake, and it's corny. And yeah, you might have fought, but you chose to do that shit. You didn't have to do that shit. Nobody's going to look at you funny if you a fucking nerd and a geek. You're supposed to be. You're supposed to be. Our dysfunction came from hunger. Say that shit again for you. Our dysfunction came from hunger. Literally not eating. We grew up on some of the, on the poorest diet that you could grow up on. You didn't have to. You probably had chefs. You probably had chefs. Your daddy always had money, bro. The fuck are you doing? The fuck are you doing? Now we look at the situation. Your father's out there advocating for Larry Hoover, which should be freed. And you out here being a nigga. Make that make sense. We're trying to free Larry Hoover, the old man who's served his time. Let him go. And you out here being a nigga while your father is advocating you being a nigga. The fuck is wrong with you? You know what it's like to sleep in the bed and one of your cousins? And this shit ain't funny, but it's funny at the same time, because when you look back, it's crazy. You know what it's like to sleep in the bed and you wake up in the middle of the night and you just hear one of your cousins pissing? You know what that's like? You ever sleep? You ever be in the bed in the middle of the night and you wake up to hear one of your cousins pissing? And they pissing on you as a kid. You know what that's like? The fuck are you doing? So you want your child? You want your child to be mob ties? Your baby? Your baby. So you were privileged. I know you don't want your child to be like you. So this is what we got. This is our future. Just a bunch of lawless niggerdom going around. This is our future. This is our future. You never had to drink sugar water. You never had to drink sugar water. You never had to go next door and borrow salt, because your neighbors was probably a few acres down. So how the fuck do you skip the struggle, but then act like you're dealing with the remnants of the struggle and you never had to deal with the struggle? See, many of us is dealing with the remnants. Many of us had to get counseling. We had to talk to somebody, because I'm telling you, we are traumatized. It's so sad that growing up, I remember hearing a gunshot and I would try to figure out what the caliber of the weapon is. Like, now that sound like a Trey 8. I wasn't even thinking about if anybody was safe, who got hit. I was trying to fucking think about the caliber of the gun and how many shots. What that sound like, 7? That's probably a Trey 8. And then we argue, nah, that can't be a Trey 8. They let it off too fast. A Trey 8 is a revolver. And then we debate that. Stupid debates like that. That's the shit we was doing in the hood. We ain't have to hear that shit. You know people only fuck with you because you got money, right? You know that, right? You know you could have 100 goons with you, right? Because they're hired, right? You know that, right? You know nobody don't like you, right? No, for real. We got to be honest really quick. You know nobody don't like you for you. You know nobody don't like you. They're probably scared, or you got money and you got assets and you got shit that they want to have. So they think by standing with you and being around you, it's going to rub off on them, or it's going to get, they gonna be able to get they things off, and they hope you throw them a bone. That's how this shit go. Seriously. Cut this shit. Motherfuckers hang with you because they think they could you could sign them. Motherfuckers hang with you because you got a nice car. Motherfuckers hang with you because you got a chain. That's why people fuck with you. Because of what you got, not because of you. Because everything points that you an asshole. Because you want to be. I don't know how old you are. I know I'm older than you, but I don't know how old you are. But you don't want to fucking change. This is your future. This is what it is for you. A rich individual that could go to any shore, touch any place on the planet Earth. Any place on the planet Earth. Eat any meal that you want. And then you could take one bite of it. It could be a $500 meal. And you could throw it away. And it ain't even going to hurt you. This is what it is for you. Shooting fucking dice. That's what life is for you. This is what you didn't work hard for. Why you got people like us, the common folks, who have been through fucking hell in life, hoping that we could get out of our condition. Some of us clawed out of our condition, started behind the eight ball, and still found our way through life. You have women with children that get up every morning, got to take their children to school, go to work, find a babysitter, get them, and raise them all by themselves. You got families who struggling. Two parents in the house struggling. And you fucking playing? Because you don't know what it's like, right? Women busting their ass. Men busting their ass. Got two jobs. Busting their ass. That shit is disrespectful to us and those people. Dead ass. It's very disrespectful because many people grew up in the projects. You know what the fucking projects in New York is like? And I don't want to hear what anybody going to tell you secondhand, but I want to tell you what it's like firsthand. The shit ain't cool for you to come outside at any given day in the summer and it's like 10,000 people outside. No bullshit. All these people out there broke. All these people got living the same conditions. And you act like that's where you come from. You had to get it out the mud. You got a fucking gardener. You got landscapers. What the fuck are we doing? You got a fucking gardener. You got landscapers. You got people who come clean your pool. Many of us don't know what that's like. And won't know what it's like. Ever. And anything that we achieve, anything we get, we so fucking proud and happy because it's days and nights that we cry. We cried and suffered so much to get something that allowed y'all laugh at and call us broken bums and short order cooks. Like you don't fucking come from there. That's the shit I don't like. When a person makes it, first thing they do is start looking down their shades at people. Like you don't come from that. Well, you didn't. T.I. did. His son didn't. But everybody wake up call comes. Everybody wake up call comes. Everybody. And hopefully for you. Hopefully for you. You wake up. Because many people are resting in eternal sleep behind that mentality that you have. hopefully you get a, you wake the fuck up. I mean, you know, shit, we all struggling. You understand what I'm saying? We all, you know, some of us are doing better than others, but I got to fucking bust my ass. I don't even feel good right now. I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't feel 100% right now. I ain't go to the gym. I ain't do shit. I was just asleep all day resting. But if I don't work, I don't eat. Now let's review something really quick before I go. Y'all got Drake under y'all. Drake, the biggest artist in the game, is under y'all umbrella. I know y'all get PC off Drake. 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 How most of our biggest problem is making ends meet. It's making ends meet. You don't, again, financial freedom, financial security. Yo, that's the biggest shit you can ever have in life. That's the biggest shit you can have in life, and you've always had that. So every time I see him and he speak, I be like, damn, man. Like, I feel like Bishop, when he was talking to Q, Steel and Raheem, looking out the window like, yo, man, we ain't shit. Don't y'all think other countries look at us and be like, How you a person with a bunch of money, and then you want to have the mentality of a broke person and act like a person that has to act like that because they're hungry? Again, when do the lions hunt? When they're hungry. The lions only eat the fucking other animals when they're hungry. Every time I see an individual acting like a fucking asshole, I'd be like, yo, you don't gotta act like an asshole no more. You made it. It's cool. I understand the mentality early on, but shit, you gotta grow up. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. And for the people who follow that shit and egg it on, because when I went to his Instagram, I seen all the blue checks and I seen all the people egging that shit on and just thinking that shit is cute. Fuck y'all too. Fuck y'all too. Because again, the funny thing about what's happening, and this is why what's happening is so important. All you individuals with this fake ass classism, elitism, pretentious shit. Oh, y'all getting a rude awakening too. Y'all finding out that y'all ain't shit neither. You don't give a fuck how much money you got, because they'll take it. Act out and they'll take it. But it's cool for you to be the best nigga you could be. It's cool to be the best nigga you could be. It's cool to shit on black people. It's cool to fucking extort black people. It's cool to take from black people. It's cool to have black people murdered, killed, and all that shit. They not gonna take nothing from you. Matter of fact, you could get more money. We'll put you in position to make more money. But the minute you get out of pocket with them, they take all that shit from you. So at this time where we should be banding together, because we all at stake, we all in jeopardy. Shit, they put me in fucking Facebook jail for a post that ain't had nothing to do with nothing. And they blatantly told me, we're going to move your post down in the feed. They told me that. We're going to move your post down in the feed. You don't think they do that shit to me on YouTube? I'm not up here with no props. I don't got speaking all types of crazy, bizarre shit that don't make no sense. This is something that a 5-year-old can understand. So now we're in a time where, again, what about the children? What about the children? Who do they have to look at? Who do they have to look at besides a rapper, an entertainer, somebody who dunk a basketball? Who do they have to look at? Because the people who are rich act like assholes, right? So they think they're supposed to get money and act stupid. It don't really make no sense. And we calling for many times boycotts of institutions. But first we got to deal with people first. We got to deal with the people who are perpetuating the image that's fucking us up first. The institution going to be the institution. But if we don't give them something to work with, they got to change what they're going to put out there. I did an interview with Chris Gotti before, and Chris Gotti said that executive told him, that's a lot of money for you. That's a lot of money for you. It was a couple of million dollars. That's a lot of money for you. That was letting him know, you just got money. You should be happy. But then again, look at us in this time. I keep saying to y'all, it's 2022. Knowledge is so accessible now. It was a point in the world where we wasn't allowed to know how to read. We know how to read, they kill us. Period. You get hung, you know how to read, or you gotta die. Now we could read. And as we're reading, we're finding out shit that, hold on. But then they start into silence again. You reading and you saying what you reading out loud? Oh, no. Then you got individuals who just turn their back. Who just like, yo, nah, I ain't getting in trouble. This is what's happening. I'm not getting in trouble. So again, in closing, as you have your children coming up and you been through hell, you been through washing jeans in the tub with soap. I ain't talking about detergent. I'm talking about soap. A bar of soap, Ivory at that. We use the same soap to shower, wash the dishes, and wash your clothes with. The same bar of soap. Y'all know what that shit is like. You know what it's like to come from the struggle. And one of the main things that you want to do coming from that, one of the main things you want to do coming from that is not have your children go through that. You fought, you bust your ass so your children won't go through what you went through. You bust your ass, and many of you accomplished it. Your children are nowhere in the state that you was in as a child. And you hope as your generations get bigger and bigger, this one, you taught your child teach your grandchildren and so on, and they just keep going. Just keep going. Now we got these privileged kids who come from money out the gate trying to revert back to some shit that's savagery. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. And I think this might start an influx of more privileged kids. You know what it remind me of? Remember that spoiled white kid who had everything and just fucked it all up? That's what he remind me of. Remember that spoiled white kid that you might have known in junior high school or high school, and you like, you brought lunch to school. They got a lunchbox. Remember, they had lunchboxes and shit. And you'd be like, yo, you got a lunchbox? You got a thermos and food in there? They send you to school with food? That shit was so foreign to me. That shit was foreign to me. Like, yo, you got a lunchbox? What is that? He remind me of that, who just want to be trying to show, and it's also, it could be he might need counseling because he's trying to prove that he's not privileged so much that he wants to show that he's a gangster. So he don't want to be known as the privileged kid. He want to be known as the gangster, so you don't tease him for being a privileged kid. See how screwed up motherfuckers be? You got all this fucking jewelry. Because think about it. You got all this shit. Probably verified on every platform. Your name is Junior of a hip hop icon. What the fuck do you do? Just think about that. What do you do? I don't remember you making any beats. I don't remember you writing no rhymes. I don't even know what you executive produce. I don't know none of that shit, but you got all this shit. What do you do? Because I know people who've been making beats for fucking 15 years. Some of the best beats ever, and they ain't never get shit. I know people who've been rapping for 20 years and they ain't never get shit, and they nice. They never got a shot. They don't have a father who's famous. They don't have a father who's famous. They don't have an in. What the fuck do you do? I'm seriously, what do you do? And now we have to ask, how are you adding on to these culture? How are you adding on to our culture? Hip hop culture and culture as a people, because our culture as a people supersedes hip hop, because when people are acting like an asshole, they put that on us. They think that's how we are culturally, and we're not. What do you do? Can you draw? Shit, tell me you know how to draw some shit. What do you do? I'm confused now. What do you do? So you don't see the privilege, how you was able to even be in the culture, and you don't even do shit? You don't even do shit. Tell me what quantizing is. Tell me what a stanza is. Tell me what cadence is. Tell me what synth is. Tell me what stems is. I don't know. Those ain't big words. I'm asking him. I'm not asking y'all. I'm asking him. Do you know any of them? Do you know what that is? So, If you don't do nothing in the culture, if you're not a beat maker, a rhyme writer, what do you do? Anyway, I'm Doggy Diamonds, man. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter. It's Kelly Washington said, can you tell me? I'm confused. No, it ain't for y'all. It's for people who are in the culture of music. It's for people who's in the culture of music. If you're in the culture of music, how don't you know these things? Again, what do? If you're in the culture, then that's simple questions. Simple. Do you know what 16 triplet is? You know what a 1/4 measure is? You know what a double time tempo is? That's the production side. We could get to the rap side. You know the difference between a hook and a chorus? I mean, it's simple questions. So if you know about all this shit and you were part of the culture, again, I'm asking, what do? Because even saying you are an investor, you still have to know the music. Because what are you investing in? Oh, I get it. You invest in fuck shit. So as long as somebody got a good spill, fuck shit. Because none of them, they all investors. They all black people who got companies. None of them don't invest in no black music that's uplifting. They all invest in fuck shit. They don't invest in nothing that's going to help us. They don't invest in nothing that's going to help us. New York going to get shot for you, doggy? I don't know what that means. That's not English. They don't invest in nothing for the culture. So, again, a lot of us didn't choose the streets. The streets chose us, and we did everything we could to get the fuck off the streets. And many of us did, and many of us are. But in his case, he ain't choose the streets. Rather, the streets chose him. Rather, the streets ain't choose him. He chose the streets. Because many of us want to get the fuck away from it. Yo, listen, it's so crazy. In 2022, I'm going to be honest with y'all, I stay so far away from that shit. I don't want nothing to do with nothing. Fuck that. I done been there, done that. I go out when I got to go out. I go to events when I got to go events. But ain't no way in hell that I'm going to be outside with motherfuckers at a dice game, 10 niggas with cups in their hand. I don't even want to be around that fucking element. That element is over with. Come on, man. That element is gone. That element in 2022, when you could be in a fucking house playing a game or reading or just trying to better yourself. But then that's what I'm saying. When you grow up so privileged, right? When you grow up having everything, you feel like you missed that shit. You feel like you missed that shit, man. I had a good life, man. I missed all the nigga shit. I can't wait to get to some nigga shit. That's really what it is. That's in a nutshell. You feel like you grew up privileged. You felt like you grew up with your life so good, you missed all the nigga shit you heard about. You done heard the raps. You done heard all that shit. You feel like you missed it, so you couldn't wait to get into it. You couldn't wait. You couldn't wait to have a shooter. You couldn't wait to have all that shit. So I just figured it out. I figured it out. You feel like you missed all that shit, right? You couldn't wait. You couldn't wait to be around that shit, right? That's crazy, man. One of the things that we lack as individuals, as community, as family, is unlimited resources. Resources that could change our life, change our family. They're already certified. They got generational wealth. They got a lot of thing. And even when we look at T.I.'s son, we can't blame his son. We got to blame his father. His father's a fucking ass. T.I.'s an asshole. Seriously. He's an asshole. He's another one. He's an asshole. So at the end of it all, y'all keep putting up that good fight. Y'all keep raising y'all children right. Y'all keep wanting better for your children, for your family, for your future grands, even if you have grandchildren. Y'all keep doing what y'all gotta do, because what y'all doing is it. And I know many of y'all might live in an area where you gotta go through that street shit. But look how hard you fight and look how much you stay away from that shit, because you seen the end result. The end result don't change. The end result never changes. Either you're going to get killed or you're going to jail. When has the end result changed? Young Thug and them. I mean, you on top of the world. You're out of poverty, but you're still mentally impoverished. That's the problem with a lot of these dudes. They got money, but they broke mentally. So now we're at a time. Now we're at a time where it's fucked up, because you see individuals who are getting rewarded. They're getting rewarded with all the glamour, the glitz, and all that shit. Right? All the glamour and the glitz. And look how a motherfucker squandered it. Have you noticed that in the past few years, a lot of people are really squandering their opportunities that you wish you can get? Imagine if your mommy or daddy was rich. Imagine if you come from money. Man, first of all, I probably wouldn't be on social media, because I can't wait to get off social media now. Right? I would get off social media and I'd just be traveling. I love to touch different countries, going to different countries, doing different things. I love that shit. And I ain't even got it to do it now, but as much as I can do it, I do it. But again, spending money on women, buying box, buying gifts, doing all that shit, that don't make you no gangster. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, that don't make you no gangster. You might know how to fight. J. Prince Jr. might know how to fight. He might know how to handle that tool. He might get busy. The point that I'm making is that he didn't have to. He wanted to. He didn't have to. He wanted to. And the opposite of us is that we didn't want to. We had to. So on that note, yo, keep doing what y'all do, man. Keep, he probably will beat me up. Listen, let me explain something to you. I really come from that. Ain't proud of shit. And I ain't built my platform off that. really come from that. And I never built my platform off that. I never built my platform off of my tales of the streets. And I never did that. That's not what this is about. But yeah, I'm Doggy Diamonds, man. This is Doggy Diamonds podcast. This is the audio version. And if y'all can, man, please, 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 right now, as soon as I sign off, make sure you go to Doggy Diamonds No Filter on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I got a new situation that I'm going to announce soon. But again, I need my numbers through the roof so I can show them individuals that want to invest. Yo, listen, there is still room. Hold on, let me come back to y'all because I want to say something to you. One of the things that we have to do, and I need y'all support and I need y'all help. One of the things that we have to do, this is how we change the culture. Now, we do have people that are investors, but they don't think what we're talking about, like in this situation, they don't think that y'all want to hear this, and they don't think that this is worth investing in. They'd rather invest in our destruction, right? So when we show them that it is money and knowledge, it is money and wisdom, and it is money and understanding, they will start investing it. They'll start taking the shadow ban off. They'll start doing that because they'll say, hold on, the people do want to learn. Okay, let's put more money into that. So that's where y'all come in at. Y'all come in hitting the like button. Y'all come in hitting the share button. Y'all come in clipping it. Because what's happening is that as long as when we start talking this way and it's the numbers are low, this is a numbers game. Seriously, this is a numbers game. So I need y'all to show them people, because it's not only the bankers, it is other people that wants to say, yo, I got disposable income. Let me put some money into this. And y'all already know that I'm never, ever, ever, ever gonna take money to sell out my soul or change what I'm talking about. That ain't never happened in 16 years and it ain't gonna happen now. But again, what I'm saying to y'all is that we have to show that these conversations are wanted. Because we don't have to curse. We don't have to demean nobody. We don't have to do none of that. We could be civilized. We civil people. Think about it. We the broke people and civil. And the rich people acting like savages. Make that make sense to me. The broke people are civil. And the rich people are acting like savages. Make that make sense. So yeah, man, on that note, again, yeah, just make sure you do that. And also, if you don't know, for $100, I promote whatever you need on my social medias and my website. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, and my website, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries. Serious inquiries only. And I'm trying to find my last thing that I have to share with y'all really quick. Where are you? Why? I got to make sure this is front and center. Hold on. My fault. Oh, okay. Here we go. If you need anger management, domestic violence intervention, life coaching, then Karim Bliss Johnson can help you. Contact Karim Bliss Johnson on Instagram at Karim Bliss Johnson for your assessment now. I appreciate y'all. I thank y'all for joining me. Thank y'all for hitting the like button. Thank y'all for, I ain't getting no super chats, but it's all good. Thank y'all for chilling. Thank y'all if y'all send cash apps. I appreciate y'all. Until next time, peace.